And now with more, here is our announcer,
Buzz Burbank Esquire. And so, bidding his father farewell, George puts on a suit and heads out to that high school dance with his brother, Harry.
You know my kid brother, George. I'm going to put him through college. Here comes George. Hello. Hee-haw.
Uh-oh. Sam Wainwright. How the hell are you? When did you get here?
Oh, this afternoon. I thought I'd give the kids a treat.
Ah, you're old college graduate now, huh, college guy?
Yeah, old Joe College Wainwright, they call me. Well, freshman, looks like you're going to make it after all.
Yep.
Harry, just the guy I want to see. The coach, coach has heard all about you. He has.
Wait, hold on. Are you doing
both
parts?
That's good editing there,
Robbie. Well, you see, Bob the intern was supposed to play Harry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What happened to Bob the intern?
Mike?
Mike?
He's out getting a present for your wife.
When you care enough to give the very best, send an intern out with 10 minutes left in the show. Cannon, can you play the role?
From where?
Yeah.
Very good, Cannon.
Harry, you're just the guy I wanted to see. Coach has heard all about you.
He has?
Yeah, he's hollered every game and his mouth is watering. He wants me to find out if you're going to come along with us.
Well, I got to go make some dough first.
Well, you better make it fast. We need great ends like you, not broken down old guys like this one.
Hee-haw!
Hee-haw! George, welcome back.
Well, now, see, that doesn't work because you're playing the role of Sam, and then all of a sudden we don't know that I'm talking to the principal now.
All right, I'll use a different voice.
Okay.
George, welcome back.
Hello, Mr. Partridge.
Danny,
I believe. How are you?
Putting a pool under this floor was a great idea. Saved us another building. Now, Harry, Sam have a lot of fun. There's lots of stuff to eat and drink. A lot of pretty girls around.
Diana.
Hello, George.
Violet.
Hello,
Violet.
What am I, Bid?
George?
Hiya, Marty. Well, it's old home week.
Do me a favor, will you, George?
What's that?
Well, you remember my kid sister, Mary?
Oh, yeah.
Mama wants you, Marty. Remember?
Dance with her, will you?
Me? Oh, well, I feel funny enough already with all these kids.
Aw, come on. Be a sport. Just dance with her one time. And you'll give her the thrill of a life.
Oh, God.
Hey, sis.
Well, excuse me, Violet. Don't be long, Marty. I don't want to be a wet nurse for...
You remember George? This is Mary. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Well.
Now, to get back to my story, see? Hey, this is my dance.
Oh, why don't you stop annoying people?
Well, I'm sorry. Hey!
Well, hello.
Hello. You look as if you didn't know me.
Well, I don't.
You've passed me on the street almost every day.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That was a little girl named Mary Hatch. That wasn't you.
Oys. Oys.
Oyes. Oyes.
Oyes. Oyes. Oyes.
Oys. Jesus. Boys. Very good, Cannon.
The Big Charleston Contest. The prize? A genuine loving cup. Those not tapped by the judges will remain on the floor. Let's go.
Well, Mary, I am not very good at this.
Oh, neither am I.
Okay, what can we lose?
As the dance continues, a young man who is pining for Mary is approached by a young punk with an idea.
What's the matter, Othello? Jealous? Did you know there's a swimming pool under the floor? And did you know the button behind you causes the floor to open up? And did you know further that George Bailey's dancing right over the crack? And I've got the key.
Well, the floor does indeed open, and George and Mary fall into the pool along with all the other dancers. But they were able to swipe some clothes from the high school for the walk home.
Buffalo gals, can't you come out tonight? Can't you come out tonight? Can't you come out tonight? Buffalo gals, can't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon? Hot dog! Just like my organ.
Beautiful.
Just like an organ.
Even more beautiful.
And I told Harry I thought I'd be bored to death. You should have seen the commotion in that locker room. I had to knock down three people to get this stuff we're wearing here. Here. Let me hold that old wet dress of yours.
Do I look as funny as you do?
I guess I'm not quite the football type. You look marvelous. You know, if it wasn't me talking, I'd say, you are the prettiest girl in town.
Well, why don't you say it?
I don't know. Maybe I will say it.
How old are you anyway?
4. 18.
18? Why, it was only last year you were 17.
Too young or too old?
Oh, no, just right. Your age fits you. Yes, sir, you look a little older without your clothes on. I mean, without a dress. You look older. I mean, younger. You look marvelous. Uh-oh.
Sir, my train, please.
A pox upon me for a clumsy lout. Your caboose, my lady.
You may kiss my hand.
Hand kisses. Hey, Mary!
As I was lumbering down the street... Oh, wait, that's supposed to be singing.
You're supposed to sing Buffalo Gals first. See, it says Mary turns away from him singing Buffalo Gals.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, as I was lumbering down the street.
All right, then. I'll throw a rock at the old Granville house.
Oh, no, don't. I love that old house.
No, you see, you make a wish, and then you try and break some glass. You got to be a pretty good shot nowadays, too.
Oh, no, George, don't. It's full of romance, that old place. I'd like to live in it.
In that place?
Uh-huh.
I would live in it as a ghost. Now watch. Right on the second floor there.
Wow. What'd you wish, George?
I'm still trying to get past that sound effect. It's pretty good.
Really?
Well, not just one wish. A whole hatful, Mary. I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next year and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust out of this crummy little town off my feet, and I'm going to see the world. Italy, Greece, Bowie, the Colosseum. Then I'm coming back here, and I'm going to go to college and see what they know. And then I'm going to build things. I'm going to build big erectors. Big erections. I'm gonna erect buildings, build airfields. I'm gonna build skyscrapers 100 stories high. I'm gonna build bridges a mile long. Hey, are you gonna throw a rock?
Chocolate pie.
Hey, Mary. That's pretty good.
Buffalo Gals, can't you come out tonight?
Can't you come out tonight?
Can't you come out tonight?
Buffalo Gals, can't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon?
Hey, what did you wish when you threw that rock?
Oh, no.
Come on, tell me.
If I told you, it might not come true.
What is it you want, Mary? What do you want? Do you want the moon? Just say. Just say the word, and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon, Mary.
I'll take it. And then what?
Well, then you could swallow it, and it would dissolve, see? And all the moonbeams would shoot out of your fingers and toes. And everywhere else, and towards the end of your hair.
As George turns to Mary, it turns out he can't find her. All he sees is her robe, which has fallen off.
Mary! All right, I give up. Where are you?
Over here by the
hydrangea.
Hydrangea bushes.
All right, here's your clothes. Here you are. Catch. Wait a minute, hold on. What am I doing? This is a very interesting situation.
Please give me my robe.
Well, I'd like to be in this situation in real life. A man doesn't get in a situation like this every day.
I'd like to have my robe.
Not in Bedford Falls, anyway.
Ouch.
Gesundheit. This requires a little thought here.
George Bailey, give me my robe.
I've heard about things like this before, but I've never.
Shame on you. I'll tell you. I'm going to tell your mother.
Oh, my mother's way up the corner there.
I'll call the police.
They're all the way downtown. They'd be on my side, too.
I'm going to scream.
You know, maybe I could sell tickets. No, wait, let's see. The point is, in order to get this robe, I've got it. I'll make a deal with you, Mary.
Just then, Harry and Uncle Billy cruise by hurriedly in the old Bailey automobile.
George! George! Come out, Hob. Quick! Your father's had a stroke!
Mary, I'm sorry. I've got to go.
Come on, George. Let's hurry.
Did you get a doctor?
Yes. Campbell's there now.
It turns out that George's father did die, and George agreed to run the building alone for 4 years until Harry finished college. So George and Uncle Billy go to the train station to meet Harry.
Oh, there are plenty of jobs around for someone who likes to travel. Why, just look at this. There. Venezuela oil... College guy?
Venezuela oil fields.
Thanks. Wanted, man with construction experience. Here's the Yukon right here. Wanted, man with engineering experience.
Ooh.
There she blows. You know what the three most exciting sounds in the world are?
Uh-huh. Breakfast is served! Lunch is served! Dinner is served!
No, 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 no. Anchor chains, plane motors, and train whistles.
Peanut! Peanut! Peanut!
Hey, there's the professor now. Old Professor Phi Beta Kappa Bailey. All American.
Well, if it isn't old George Geographic Explorer Bailey. What? No husky dogs. No sled.
You've got another line, Cameron.
Uncle Bill, you haven't changed a bit.
I'm sorry, I called you Cameron, didn't I? I humbly apologize for that, Cameron.
Nobody ever changes around here. You know that.
Oh, am I glad to see you.
Say, where's your mother?
She's at home cooking the fatted calf. Come on, let's go.
Oh, wait. Wait. Wait a minute.
Hello.
How do you do?
Ruth Dakin.
Ruth Dakin Bailey, if you don't mind.
Huh?
Well, I wired you up, and I had a surprise. Here she is. Meet the wife.
Well, what do you know? Wife!
Well, how do you do? Congratulations, congratulations. What am I doing? Now I get to give Ruth a kiss. Harry, why didn't you tell somebody? And Ruth, what's a hot tomato like you doing marrying this two-headed brother of mine?
Well, I'll tell you, it's purely mercenary. My father offered him a job.
Oh! He gets you and a job. Well, Harry's cup runneth over.
So all the Baileys celebrate the marriage of Harry to Ruth.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I feel so good I could spit in Potter's eye. I think I will. What do you say, huh? Oh, maybe I better go home. I can spit as I'm supposed to be drunk. Where's my hat? Where's my hat? Oh, thank you, George. Which one is mine?
The middle one.
Oh, thank you, George. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Now, look, if you'll point me in the right direction, would you do that, George?
Right down here.
George, kiss me, George. Oh, Billy alone, pal.
Now, you just turn this way and go straight down.
Just a little kiss, George. That way, huh? All right, I'm all right. The sweetest flower that grows. Kiss me, George.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we've got to break for commercials. In the radio play, we thought would take us an hour. It looks like we're now going to be here until Christmas Eve reading this stupid play. let's take a break, and we'll be right back with more of It's a Wonderful Life.